الرحيم. السلام فضل الله الشيخ خالد الله حضرت مولانا شاهدی مقصد رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. موضوع: جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا رہی. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن، خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. عارضی دلبر کی خاطر، عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ، عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل، جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. اجل راہ گم کر دا نفس کو، راہ گم کر دا نفس کو، اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل، تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل. نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے، نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. میں نے مانا ہے بہار عارضی تجھ کو لذیذ، میں نے مانا ہے بہار عارضی مجھ کو لذیذ. اب دائمی راحت کی خاطر، دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں، جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں. اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ، اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ توڑ، اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. ہمت مردانہ اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار، ہمت مردانہ اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار. راہ سربازی میں اپنی، راہ سربازی میں اپنی خوئے روباہی کو چھوڑ، راہ سربازی میں اپنی خوئے روباہی کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو، دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن، عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. For this time we translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, جزاهم الله خير نور الله مرقدهم، جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سر کشی زیبا نہیں. He who has given you a head, who has given you your head, and this is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Others explained one person who bought this thin white rumals, shawls, which they sell in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, people wear them, those thin white ones, and he gave it as a present to Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat took it, he kissed it, put it on his eyes, on his head, for barakat, love, showed great affection. A person was standing by, said, Hazrat, you're showing so much love to this shawl, to this rumal, but it's not from Medina Sharif. It's written on it, made in China, made in Hong Kong. And but you are showing so much love to it. Hazrat said, I also know it's made in China, it's made in Hong Kong. But the wind of Medina has touched it. And that is the value, the wind of Medina that touches the Rauza Mubarak, the Masjid Nabawi, that wind has touched it. So anyway, Hazrat then explained, if somebody brings a topi for you, from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, 15 riyal, 20, 25 riyal, topi, you'll appreciate it, you'll thank the person. In our times, you'll send him an SMS, an email, you'll tell him Jazakallah. For one topi of 15 riyal, 20 riyal, you make so much shukriya, which is right, you must be thankful. But if you did not have a head, where should you wear your topi? The head which Allah gave you free of charge, your whole life, if you once also make shukr to Allah that He gave you a head. And then again, not an empty head He gave. He gave it full of brains also. If Allah gave us our brains, head without brains. Like many times we tell somebody, you've got no brains, when he does something stupid. If Allah actually, if there was no brains in our head, what should be our condition? And if we were just little bit short of brains, like you say, you are five bob short, you are like a mad person, you are doing all funny, stupid things all the time. Allah gave us full brains. And then Allah Ta'ala taught the screws of the head also correctly, not too tight, not too loose. Perfectly Allah taught it. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So He who has given you a head, and usse sarkashi, Hazrat has played beautiful on the words here. Sarkashi is actually disobedience. But sar has come here also. Jisne sar baksha, usse sarkashi. That is to be disobedient to Him. who you use your head for disobedience. And he who gave you a head, who gave you brains, and now you use it in his disobedience. How is this correct? How can this be correct? A person who gives you your food to eat, you eat the food, you get strength, and then you go and kill him. You go and fight against him. A person who brought you up whole life, he did everything. Now when you grew up, you had strength, you go and fight against him. You disobey him. So he who gave you a head to be disobedient to him, that is not a work of a human, not a work of an animal also. Be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Apne khaliq par fida ho, aur ghairullah ko chhor. Become a dial heart on your creator who gave you everything. And those who gave you nothing, leave them alone. Why are you going to please them? Your nafs, what did your nafs do for you? Your nafs did nothing for you. All these other places of guna and people of guna, what did they do for you? You are pleasing them, you are making them happy, and he who gave you your existence, you are displeasing him. This is how illogical also. Not even from a religious point of view. How stupid and wrong is it? Daamane murshid pakar aur nafs ke rishte ko tod. Hold firmly onto the teachings of your sheikh. And this your nafs, what it tells you, cut off your contact with your nafs. Your nafs is taking you towards destruction. Your nafs takes you all the time. It tells you about evil, about wrong. Don't follow that. Hold firmly onto the teachings of your sheikh, who is taking you towards righteousness, who is taking you towards Allah Ta'ala, who is taking you to the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ha ko jayenge qabro mein haseeno ke badan. This beautiful woman which you are following and you want to see them and watch them, they're going to become sand in the qabr. And the Hazrat explains this in detail, used to explain this in details. That today they might look so beautiful, but remember, they're going to become old. Then the eye sockets will also go in. The temples will go in. The teeth will fall out. How ugly won't she be? Her whole body. And then further in the qabr, think, just make muraqabah of that, that the ants will eat that body. And then skeleton will be left. What is there? Yeah. And what are you dying for that? And Allah is all the time kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'ni. Allah is every moment in a different splendor. Allah's beauty is so great all the time. No old age will come to Allah. Allah is the creator of all the beauty of the world. And all the beauty of the world put together is not one millionth of a billionth of the beauty of Allah. How beautiful is Allah. And Allah's beauty will be forever. So connect yourself with Allah Ta'ala. Aarzi dilbar ki khatir rahi payang peghambar na chhod. Just for some temporary love of this dunya, whoever you love or whatever you love, or your nafs also, your sins also, whatever wrong things that you love, which you have loved for their sake, don't leave the road of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This year, you love your car, and for your car, you are missing namazes also, or you're getting involved in insurance, haram also, in other wrong things, whatever else it might be, or it may be another lover, haram, illicit love affair, all that, for that sake, don't give up the way of your Nabi. Your Nabi loves you. Your Nabi is showing you the path towards Jannah, towards righteousness, follow His path. Jaane kab aa jaye rab se tujhko paigham e ajal. We don't know when suddenly perhaps the time of your mort comes. It has been decreed already this year 15 Shaban for the whole year. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, how many people are in the preparation of marriage, but there the warrant of arrest has been issued. If you have to know your warrant of arrest has been issued, then already just somebody has to phone you. You had a friend in the police department and he phones you, say a warrant of arrest has been issued for you. You can be eating biryani and having merry making, but suddenly everything changes. Just that the news came, and maybe he's just playing a joke on you also. So our warrant of arrest by Allah Ta'ala. for which we don't be, we won't come back again in this world. Yeah, if the police catch you, you can perhaps put some bail, you come back again. Your court case, you might get acquitted, you come back. But when Malakul Maut comes, nobody comes back again. So that for everyone, it has been and we don't know if ours is in that list. Everyone's name who is going to pass away, it has been fixed. We don't know if our names are in there. Raah gum karda nafs jo nafs ko uski gumrahi se mor. This nafs of yours that has lost its road, it has lost its direction, put it back on the right direction. It's taking you towards wrong, towards harm. Work on your nafs. And this is the month of Ramadan. Which better time can there be? What a wonderful opportunity when it's such a nurani environment. Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat, Quran Sharif being recited so much, and then the roza by which we stay hungry, and that has a good effect to rectify yourself spiritually when you are in a state of hunger. Everything Allah has put together, there is the ideal time for this soul, for this nafs of ours, which is lost in the jungles, which is lost in the seas, to put it back on course again, to put it right. And a person who really just makes this little effort, the month of Ramadan is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You acquire taqwa, you come on the right path. So this is an ideal occasion for this. تُنَي جُو رَبْ سَي كِيَا تَا اَحَدَ وَقَيْمَانِ أَسَلْ. That promise that you made to Allah Ta'ala since before you came in this world, when Allah asked every soul, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb, your Creator, your Nourisher, your Sustainer, everything, and that you will be obedient to me? We all said Labbaik. Yes Allah, we are but we saw Allah Ta'ala, our arwah there, we saw Allah, and we realized, and we promised we will be obedient. So that promise that you have made, nafs dushman ki wajah se, usko e zalim na tor, because of your nafs, which is your enemy, which wants to take you into a comfort, and then into luxury, and then into breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that is all the time putting you into wrong things, temptations from all sides, responding to temptations, the nafs pulls towards the temptations of this dunya, because of your nafs, don't break that promise you made to Allah. That was a very great promise you made. Now the test, the temptations will be there from all sides, but don't break that promise you made to Allah Ta'ala. Maine maana hai bahare aarzi tujhko laziz. I accept, I understand that this temporary spring, the season of spring which is so beautiful, in other words, the glitter, glamour of this world, the temptations of this world, the attractions of this world, the laziness of a person, and his desire to go towards wrong and evil, I know you enjoy all that. You prefer all that to do the haram things, to do the wrong things, the nafs enjoys all this. I understand that. Lekin, just see, this is what you call a shaykh kamil, who understands your disease, who understands what problem you have got, and he gives you your medicine according to that. If the diagnosis is not correct, then how can the medicine be correct? The treatment be, first the diagnosis has to be correct. So this beautiful diagnosis of Hadrat, I know you have got these desires in you. Don't act that I have got no desire for sin, and I'm a big Sufi, I'm a Farishta, I'm an angel, I don't have. Hadrat says, I've checked you, and I know you have got this in you, your desire for, that you are lazy, that you desire the Western way lifestyle, you desire all the wrong things, to look at filth and dirt, etc. I know you have got all that. What is the solution? Da'i rahat ki khatir, arzi rahat kuch aur. For the eternal and everlasting enjoyment and pleasure, give up this temporary pleasure. How stupid won't it be of you? For example, you see a woman, the temptation is there. Her figure or whatever else, her complexion, her breast, her thighs, whatever. And she's tempting you. But think immediately that if I fall in this, looking at her, enjoying looking at her, or in trying to do something more than that, it must not happen that my hurs of Jannat get deprived of them. This little temporary enjoyment, which is no real enjoyment, and permanently have to deprive of the horrors of gender. Yeah, whether just seeing this woman, what fun is there? You're just imagining some fun in your mind and your heart. And to build a relationship with her, perhaps you'll succeed, perhaps you won't succeed. Even if you succeed, perhaps you get involved in other, how many evil things, how many wrong things. Your house might break up also. You lose your wife, you lose your children also. Maybe she's got AIDS, you will get AIDS also. Everything of yourself, this dunya will get destroyed already. And that is small problem. Big problem, your akhirat is destroyed forever. And even if you get this woman, everything is in order, and you marry her also, halal, jaiz, for how long are you going to enjoy her? How long are you going to have pleasure? You're going to get old, you're going to get weak, you're going to lose your strength and your power. Jannat forever, you will be young. The whole will be beautiful forever. You will have your strength and vigor forever. Don't be a stupid. Don't give up that eternal enjoyment for this little temporary. Just think of what a solution Hazrat has given. Just think of that little bit and easily you will give up all this. This little enjoyment and permanently I must suffer. For example, a person, at night he wants to eat, overeat. And he overeats, the whole night he's suffering. He can't sleep and chest burns and gas and trouble he's having, whole night he's suffering. Rather control your meat, have little bit of reasonable and you have a good sleep the whole night. Why you want, or even worse, now you want to indulge in sweet things, now your sugar levels, now you're suffering your whole life. So control yourself, all these things, just think for the long run. We advise everyone to don't be short-sighted. Look in front, look at the future, and the real future is the akhirah. Keep that in mind. Jisne sar bakhsha hai, usse sarkashi zeba nahi. He who has given you an head, to be disobedient to him, and not only the head, from head to toe, what mammoths a person has got. And as most of us are sitting here quite comfortably, if anyone on his small toe have a gout and it's paining, while he's sitting also, it's pain. He wanted to come first of all for majlis. Even if he came, he couldn't wear his shoes. It was difficult. Walking was difficult. And gout pains terribly. And so, forget somebody touching it. Just your bed sheet, a thin bed sheet touches it, and the pain goes. You want to scream in that pain. Allah kept our whole body in order. And as many of us, we do have pain somewhere, sometimes something happens. But Allah generally, how Allah has given. Be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Us dare jana par sar rakh aur dare butkhana chhod. Did you put your head down on the threshold of that great beloved of Allah Ta'ala? And give up you going to the temples. Church, temples, this does not only mean the literal churches and temples, that inshallah we don't go to. But all the ways of evil, the haram, on the internet, on the roads, all haram, give up all that haram and go to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is wisdom, that is your benefit, and there is no better opportunity than this. Allah gives us every year the month of Ramadan, and it is for reformation. That is the main, ibadat is also there, but it is mainly for our taqwa, for our reformation. And a person who reasonably spends his Ramadan correctly, and Allah reward our Shaykh, my Shaykh Awwal Hazrat Maulana, Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who should make great effort on Ramadan. He should write letters to all his murids also, that you have allowed a year to pass, come for Ramadan, come spend it here, and correct your life here. That come here and correct your life. Hazrat used to, all his great, great ulama should be there by Hazrat, the whole Ramzan. And all this just to, and a person can charge his battery, boost his battery, make it strong if we spend our Ramadan correctly. And what better can it be to spend it by your share? There can't be a better way to spend your Ramadan. Himmate mardana e zalim tu kar ab ikhtiyar. Become, use your himmat. Himmat, your courage, your ability. Allah has given every person this tawfiq, this ability, and mardana of a man which Allah has given you. use that which Allah has given you. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hakimul Ummat, what a great philosopher also. He has clearly written, he says that, Islah munhasir hai himbat mein. A person's Islah is confined towards this courage which you have in you. And you have got it. Allah didn't deprive anyone of courage. What is this courage? Like for example, you can get up now, you got that strength in you, that ability in you. You can either now go to a wrong place, you can go to a right place, use it to go to the right place. So you can now, you can go and make wuzu now, you've got that. So everyone has got that. We are not lying on the bed like dead people, we are not in a coma, we got that himmat which Allah has given us, but we are not using it. Right? To save ourselves from guna, to looking at other women, we've got that himmat. We can turn away our eyes. But we say that some people, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, that to look at other women, I got that ability, that strength. But to turn my gazes away, I haven't got that. Now I'm stuck there. When I look at women, I can look. But now to turn away and take my eyes away, now I'm stuck. Now I've got no. My car is switched off. I can't. I'm just looking all the time. You are lying. You can. As you had the power and strength to look, you got the power and strength to turn your eyes away also. You have got it. Use that, which Allah has given everyone. Use that and then you will see. You can get up for tahajjud. Why don't you get up? You can make your fajr with jamaat. Why don't you get up and make your fajr with jamaat? You can do it. Allah has given you that strength and ability. It's now up to you. Don't make excuses. You can use it. So use it in the right way. Raah sarbazi mein apne khue rubahi ko chhod. In this path where you must sacrifice your head for Allah. Like a warrior, like a mujahid who goes in the battlefield, he gives his life. In this path of Allah Ta'ala, your desires, your haram desires, your laziness, your wrong desires, sacrifice all them. Don't become like a fox. A fox is famous for being very frightened. It's got no courage. It's a very frightened animal. Just hears a sound, it runs. So don't be like a fox, that as if you got no power, you are too weak, I can't do anything, I can't even defend myself. No, Allah has given you from the onslaughts of shaitan and nafs. Allah gave you your power too, that you can defend yourself. And Allah gave you the power not only to defend, but to go on the offensive against your nafs and shaitan. You have it. Every person Allah has given. If Allah had not given, He would not have made us responsible to save ourselves. But you can't save from yourself. You are weak. You can't save yourself from sin. Allah shouldn't make you it responsible. You can use that power which Allah has given you. Deen jiska hai, usi par asra akhtar karo. That whose deen it is, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, put your full hope on Allah Ta'ala. To have hope on Allah Ta'ala. Use as far as asbab is concerned, the means Allah has given you, your himmat, your courage. And put your hope fully on Allah Ta'ala. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apni sab fikro kuch ho. Whose work it is, leave it all on Him. May turn to Allah Ta'ala. And with the reality of the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that means Allah has got the full power to save you from sin and to let you do all the right deeds. So turn to Allah for His help also. May you use your full himmat and power. When you have to go to shop to or open your shop, you don't say, I'm too weak, I can't go. Then even you are sickly, you still go. You got a fever, you also go. If you really can't, you make alternate arrangements. But for fajr, smallest excuse, oh, today I can't get up, I can't go for fajr. Little bit more excuse, I can't even get out of bed, I can't even make my fajr at home. No, that should not be the case. For dunya, we make all our effort. For deen, where we lose our strength and our ability. Use it first and foremost for strength, for deen, and then for dunya. So Allah has given us this himmat, let us use it. So this beautiful poem, that who has given you your head, don't use your head to disobey Him. Be obedient to Him. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. in this kitab of the great wisdoms and benefits of sunnats, and as we have repeatedly mentioned, that is not the object, to follow sunnat because it is sunnat. Whether we understand, we don't understand. Whether it makes sense to us or not, the minute it's established, it's sunnat, finished. That is our way. We're going to accept it. All scientific research and experiments can prove opposite to it. We won't worry about that. If it supports it, well and good. But unfortunately, today most of us have become slaves of our brains. What our brain accepts, that we say is right. What our brain doesn't accept, though we know it's Allah's command, we find it hard to accept. Now, mu'min, that whatever his brains tell him also, but he accepts, he knows it's Allah's command, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqah, you accept it wholeheartedly, no matter what your own brains also tell you. So, bartan-e nabawi or jadid science, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The utensils which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, and what modern science has got to say about this. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas ek lakri ka piyala tha. One famous utensil of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a bowl made of wood. And it was common till recently, people use commonly this year. And still till today in primitive areas, they carve out all the utensils from wood. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas ek shishe ka piyala bhi tha. Yeh the glass bowl also, which we use them today, glass bowl. From here also understand that 1400 years ago they had the technology of making utensils, glass utensils. We think we are very advanced than that. They had all this in that time also. Huzur Angus sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mitti ke bartan bhi istemal farmate the. And also Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used utensils like this utensil made out of clay, made out of sand. And that was also famous and common until today. Like here right now, yeah, it is in front of us. The utensil made of sand, clay, and it is here. And glass also is made from sand. It's formed finally at the end is glass, but that is also a sand utensil. So these are the sunnat utensils. Those made from wood, those made from glass, and those made from sand. Opposite to that, which has become common and which we have to be on our guard, plastic ke bartan, plastic utensils, which have become so common. Plastic ke bartan, fashion ke door ke mashhoor alim sogat hai, alim sogat hai. Is qisam ke bartanon mein khane peene ke ashiya rakhna aur unmein khana peena sakht muzir hai. Today it has become fashion, everything plastic. We also have plastic, we also, our akhlaq also plastic, our character. You see somebody, how you smile with him. But the minute you turn that smile again completely, just the outward little show, no reality, no truth, no sincerity, no loyalty. Everything just an outward show, just an entertainment, just fascinating us with things. Everything, our deen also has become plastic. There isn't any reality in it. The condition of our namaz also, everything. So unfortunately, what utensils we have been using, all these things, it has an effect on us. We also have become like that. And this is, in this world of ours today, it has overtaken everything. And further he writes that eating in this plastic utensils is extremely harmful. He explains, khane peene ke liye sabse behtar aur mehfooz mitti, chini aur shishe ke bartan hai. For eating, drinking, the best utensils are those that are made from sand, clay, those that are made from glass and chini or shishe, which are made from glass. The wooden utensil, the glass utensil, the clay utensil, that is the best. Ab plastic aur masnoi rishe ke bartan istemal ho rahe hai. Uske kya nuksanat hai? Now generally plastic utensils are used, for example, jalsa, ijtima, big dawat, plastic, all that, all this plastic, this paper, all that which is, not the paper actually, but the plastic really, the different forms of it all that are used. Here he writes also, And also, like for example, one of the biggest fallacies of our time is of this mineral water. Everyone wants to drink mineral water. But the mineral water, it might be genuine, it's proper good mineral water. But 99, 100%, it's all packed in plastic bottles. And it has been found that most women who have breast cancer, what has been found, what causes the breast cancer, is that same plastic bottle material that was found in the breast cancer, which caused the breast cancer. This is that most of us, all of us, we're going on a supper, a little long supper, we take water with. We take it in these plastic bottles, or we buy it on the way from a shop, and we keep it. The heat that builds up in the car is tremendous. Whereas when the windows are closed, and then the heat that builds up is tremendous in the car. Then that water gets hot, the whole bottle gets hot, and then the plastic starts melting. Very slightly, you don't notice it, but that mixes with the water. When you drink that water now, you are drinking that harmful thing. And we will drink cold water. We will make it cold, we'll make sure that from where it is packed, and the various processes in warehouses, etc., or the heat in the warehouses, and in trucks when it is delivered, the heat in the trucks, already that plastic effect is gone in the water. Now you put it in your fridge, or whether it's your cold drink, whether it is anything in plastic bottles, whatever it is, and through the warehouses, through the delivery, the trucks, etc., all that heat, that plastic has melted and mixed with that already. Now when you are having that, whether it is some spices you are having, whatever, if it's not a glass bottle, it's a plastic, anything in plastic that has melted and mixed in there, now it's coming in you, and you get ill from this yet. So all these plastic things, wherever what is contained in plastics, is harmful, very harmful. And today, anything, we prefer plastic, it doesn't break. In our fridges, go and open the fridge, see how many plastic containers. Anything, we're traveling anywhere, how much plastic containers. But this is extremely harmful for the health. In fact, we were on one supper, and they explained that this styrofoam plates that I was trying to get that way. One is the cheap one, and one is a little expensive one with a little shine. The cheap one is also, but the shining one, they wax it with something. And in most cases, they say it is lard that they use, which is pig. That is used to cover it. Now we put our hot tarkari in there. We are enjoying it. It's mixing with it all the time. We don't realize. So all these things are very harmful. We find very easy. Just pick up the plastic, the whole dustbin, wrap it, put it in a dustbin. No washing, no nothing. It's very easy. But this is, as he explains, in the previous days, they should live a simple life, and they lived long lives. Allahu Akbar. On long life, I just remember, there was, in fact, here, on Friday, Juma, Maulana Usman Kadwa mentioned this, that Maulana Abdul Ma'bud Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, very great, who lived in the mountains. He lived till the age of 162. Just before he passed away, he came for Umrah also. 162. Somebody asked him, how's your health, Hazrat? Such an old man, you are interested. So he said, my health, must I tell you? I just left my daughter, my son, who is 95 years old. He's ill, he's in bed. I was making his khidmat and I left her. And they asked him, must I tell you further my health? I left my daughter who is 90 years, she's also in pain. I was making her khidmat. Then something else also. And the next thing, the most astonishing thing, he said, I left my son also who is 4 years old. Not my grandson, great, 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 great grandson, my son. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should mention this when that woman, young woman, must make a parda from old man also. Don't think he's an old man now, he's finished, nothing. He was near 162, just less than that. And he had a son of 4 years. So this is how these people lived, and what health they had, and how strong they were when they had this natural everything. Today, as I said, everything plastic, we also plastic. And we also just topple off like a plastic bottle doesn't balance properly also. It just falls and it falls down. We also just, hardly you just hear, this one has died, that one has died. We also just like plastic. Our akhlaq also like plastic. We made our deen also like plastic. Everything we have made plastic. Our entertainment is plastic. Our everything is plastic. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we understand this reality and the more, and the sand utensil. One of the great qualities of this is if there are any germs in anything that is inside the water, anything, it sucks it out and throws it, brings it to the outside, which just other things cannot do. So, and also in the hadith it comes, a person who eats and drinks in utensils made of sand, farishtas make dua for him. The angels make dua for that person who uses utensils, and the taste, there is absolutely no doubt. Food that is cooked in clay pots, that is really very delicious. And the whole effect of it is completely different. So these things have got a great effect. But today everything is just a microwave. And the plastic things that we put in the microwave and that. And that intense heat, it's very, very harmful. But our lifestyles, we can't give it up. We can't think of giving it up also. So at least how much we can save ourselves. We can't today 100%, but as much as possible try and save ourselves from these modern things and that. Modern is not only the other modern. These things are also all this modern. How much we can save ourselves, we should save ourselves. In this kitab of Hadrat Kashkol-e Marifat, where Hadrat has put quite a few things in the basket. Kashkol means a basket, with all various things filled in the basket. We were reading about La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a great treasure it is. Really a very great, powerful treasure Allah has given us. A strong weapon, La hawla wa la quwwata. And what we have heard, may Allah let it sink into us. Maulana Mazhar Sahib said something very beautiful. He says, suno, listen, mano, accept, thano, and then become firm on it. So let us listen first properly, and then accept what is being said, and then become firm on it, that this is the thing, I'm going to follow this way. That person will move front. So with regard further, of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, faida number 4, the fourth benefit of it. Peygham Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, banam Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, khairul anam. There is a message from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the name of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the best and greatest of Allah's creation. Message from Ibrahim alayhi salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ye kalima la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ka peygham aur wasiyat hai. It is the message and the wasiyat. Wasiyat is like when you are dying and what you are saying, that is called wasiyat. In your lifetime what you say is called nasihat, advice. But on your deathbed what you say, or before death, or you make your wasiyat nama, that this is my wasiyat. And people pay more attention to that. He has died now, and this was his last wish. So they pay more attention. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's wasiyat, jo aapne huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam se shab-e mi'raj mein irshad farmaya tha. What an occasion also, on the occasion of mi'raj, that Ibrahim alayhi salam is giving a message to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The occasion is of shab-e mi'raj, and this is in the heavens. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was going up, he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So just imagine the venue also, the time also, everything of it, and who, the great great grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the father of the Anbiya, Abul Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is giving a message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What was it? Shab-e-Mi'raj mein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam ka guzar Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam par hua. He passed Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, passed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on the night of Mi'raj. Aapne farmaya, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, aap apne hukam, aapne apne ho ummat ko hukam farmaye, command your ummah, tell your ummah, ke wo jannat ke baagon ko barha le, that they increase the gardens of jannat. Watwa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There were these words. In other narration, it comes more clearer, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, jannat is a barren land. What iman, you buy a plot of jannat. When you buy your plot, there is no house on it. It's just an open land. Now you have to build on that. This is now your amal. And now you, after your building, you want garden also. And jannat, for every jannati, the lowest, the smallest jannat that will be given to the last person who will enter jannat, when will that be? It will be 10 times bigger than this whole world. The smallest plot of jannat is 10 times bigger than this whole world. So how many palaces you want there? How many hawlaf you have to plant there? And if you don't do it, you can't go and plant there. If you want a beautiful garden in January, you can't start in December. You have to start July, August. When you start working then, hopefully you'll get a beautiful garden in January, December, January. So for that gardens of Jannat and the palaces, you can't go work there. And you can't earn there. Many visas they have written, no employment allowed. When you come in now, so no employment allowed in Jannat. You have to earn your earnings here in this dunya. And then you go and spend it there. So our amal will be the, all the beautiful plants and the palaces and the hurs of Jannat. How many amal you do, so many hurs you will get. So many, how many amal, so many palaces will be built. So how many amal, so many trees will be planted. This is all we have to do it here. So amongst them, la hawla wa la quwwata, one great benefit amongst the thousands of other benefits, these are your, you are planting your trees of Jannat as you are reading it. Uske parne se wasiyat Ibrahimi par amal ki saadat bhi naseeb hogi. By reading it, you are practicing on the naseeb wasiyat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which he made. Aur uski barkat se jannat ke baaghon mein bhi izafa hoga. And by reading it, your gardens of jannat will also increase, will become more beautiful. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah ka mafhoom. What does la hawla wa la quwwata mean? Alfaz nabuwat ki tashreeh alfaz nabuwat se. The words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This those people who have understanding muhaddithin and who have got love of Allah and His Rasul, they will take enjoyment of this. Hadith and the tashreeh, the explanation of it is being done by Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, for example. Is being done by Mullah Ali Qari, for example, other people. But here is an occasion where the explanation of the hadith is done by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He is giving the explanation. An ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu qal, kuntu inda al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqultuha. Hazrat ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was in a majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as it sometimes happens, something just above your breath, you say something a little loud. As you are sitting down, Bismillah, you say. Little loud. So he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In the majlis, little above his breath. So immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ تَدْرِي مَا تَفْسِيرُهَا. Do you know what's the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata? You read it, but you know the meaning. And here also one great important point, that explanation of hadith is usually called tashreeh. But you can call it tafsir also. Tafsir is before Quran Sharif. Explanation of Quran is called tafsir. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself asked, do you know the tafsir of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which is a hadith? So that can be called tafsir also, the translation and the explanation of hadith. Qultu Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. I said Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. One was, he said out of respect. And one was out of reality, that he didn't know the meaning. And so yeah, Hadrat explained, see, Arabic also, and he was a master of the Arabic language. But Deen is something else. To know English is something else, and to understand the medical book, the jargon, medical jargon, that is something else. To know English is something else, and to go and study a scientific book, you know English, but you are lost. You don't know what you're reading. You haven't been taught. You just go and take a science book and you start reading. You don't know what is being said here, what is being spoken about. So just to know the subject is something else, to know the language is something else. In any field whatsoever, you can take an accounting book, you take a book on architecture, on any subject, by knowing the language doesn't know you know that. That you have to still be taught in that, and you have to be enlightened in that field, then you will know. So he said, I don't know. قَالَ لَا حَوْلَ. What is the meaning of it? لَا حَوْلَ أَمَّا أَصِيَّةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعِسْمَةِ اللَّهِ. لَا حَوْلَ, what we read first, the meaning of it is, which we will say in brackets, which will say hidden meaning, the full meaning, that there is no turning away. أَمَّا أَصِيَّةِ اللَّهِ, from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, إِلَّا بِعِسْمَةِ اللَّهِ, but by Allah's protection. Then only you can get saved from your sin. So this reality, a person, you make your effort, but you must know that only if Allah saves you, then you can get saved. Don't trust yourself, I can save myself. Full effort you make, but don't trust your effort also. Trust only Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ. And there is no strength on fulfilling the commands of Allah, on being obedient to Allah, or besides the help of Allah. Like for example, a common example I give, that Fajr time you've got up in time, your normal time, you made your tahajjud also, you made your wuzu, tahajjud, everything, you made your sunnats of Fajr also. Now you know it's 5 minutes to the masjid, you'll be going to leave 15 minutes before. But as you just come stepping out of your house, you feel your stomach is working. So you decide, let me go toilet first. When you go sit in the toilet, sometimes it happens, such a takaza that you're just not finishing. The drops of urine are just coming all the time. The last bits you finish, you wash yourself, everything. Again you feel something is troubling. Now you're sitting half an hour in the toilet. The jamaat is finished. And not that you didn't get up, not that you were lazy or anything, but tell Allah's help is not there. And all this is that Allah will choose who He wants to bring. Otherwise He'll make you sit in the toilet also. He'll make you oversleep also. And generally this is, generally, not all cases, of some guna of yours. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali himself told us, one student who wasn't getting up for fi fajr, so Hazrat reprimanded him a bit severely and told him a few bad words like you're coming here, you're a student, you don't read anything, or like that. So the next day, Hazrat Mufti Sahib himself missed his fajr. Everything. And he made lots, he cried to Allah, he said, I made lot of tawbah. The next day after that, I made fajr but not with jamaat. I missed my jamaat, I have to make it on my own. He cried to Allah even more. Then he said, Allah gave me my tawfiq back again. So when we do something like that, we think that my stomach was working today, or the car didn't start today, or my lift didn't come today. Actually, there's something which we have done wrong that Allah stops us. And when you are doing right, you see suddenly it just your eyes also open, everything just went normal, everything. So anything, when we fall into guna, there's some other guna that made us fall in this guna. Whether you're looking at woman, whether you're getting involved with woman in haram, money, whatever, there is another guna behind it. Anyone who turns against you and who is causing you trouble is also some guna somewhere that is troubling you. So we must correct that. Correct our situation, Allah's help will be with us. Anyway, this all is in the hands of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala guides. Is hadith ki khususiyat ye hai ki alfaz nabuwat ki tashreeh alfaz nabuwat se hui. The one great thing of this hadith is the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have been explained by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. La hawla wa la quwwata ki alfaz bhi sarkari aur iski sharah bhi sarkari. Ke huzur ke khud huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya that the words are the words, royal words, and explanation also royal. Otherwise the hadith is of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The explanation is of one alim, great alim. But where is Nabi? Where is the alim? But there is where the Nabi himself made the explanation. Aur wama tafsiruha se maloom hua ki hadith ki tashreeh kisko tafsir se tabir kiya ja sakta hai. And from the words that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wama tafsiruha, from here we understand it is permissible to call the explanation of hadith also tafsir. Though tafsir generally is understood, it is for a Quran Sharif. And for hadith, we say the sharah, the tashrih of it. We'll read one malfuz here of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, which will help us to stay away from sin, which Hazrat Ahmed Baratatu has explained. This is actually another aspect. We'll just read a little bit of it, which is also very important. This masala, generally, we are not aware of it also. Haseen amrat ka hukam mithal aurat ke hai. A young boy, a lady who is handsome, beautiful, his rule is just like that of a woman. That how you have to make parda from a woman, you have to make parda from a young boy who has got this attraction in him also. Who is an amrat? Firstly, a young boy, according to Shariat, which who are being referred to? Wo larka jiska dhari moonj na ho, na ho. And now his beard has come to 15 years, and that is the height of his beauty. After that, it starts going down. He has reached that age of bulugh, and his beard and mustache hasn't come out. Agar che baligh ho gaya ho, he has become baligh, aur khubsurat ho, and he's a handsome boy. To uska hukam nithal aurat ke hai. The ruling of Shariat is like that of a woman. Sar se pair tak uska dekhna haram hoga. To look at him from head to toe is haram, how it is to look at another woman also. Lekin shart ye hai, but there is a condition to this when it is haram to look in. Ye shahwat se dekhna ho. If you are looking with lust, if you are not looking with lust, then it isn't haram. He doesn't have to make parda, you don't have to, that you don't look at him. But if you have, and many people as it comes in front, that some people have more desire, like the people of Lut alayhi salam, and today's world also. They have more desire for men than what they have got for women. So therefore, and also another condition, if he is handsome like that. And here further it is explained also, that some boys are more beautiful than girls. Many girls are not that beautiful. Boys have got more beauty. And if there is attraction, then you have to make full parda from that boy also. And if there is lust also involved, then fully, just how it is, you have to make parda from woman, you have to make parda from that boy also. Allah give us tawfiq to guide ourselves. Ramzan is coming. What great and auspicious month. Let us try and spend it the best part. Very fortunate are those who Allah gave tawfiq, who freed the time. Allah made it easy for them, and they have come. Now spend the time correctly. And for the rest of us also, even if we are staying at home, but make the best of Ramadan. Who of us know whether we could even get this Ramzan? Forget the next Ramzan. But this one is here on our doorstep. Make the best of it what we get. And the main object of Ramadan is taqwa, is to reform ourselves. And our mashayikh, that is what they worked for. Ibadat, there are many khanqahs where a lot of ibadat is done in Ramzan. That is fine. But the main object, the Quran Sharif says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This whole exercise is to acquire taqwa. So this is an ideal occasion. Let us apply ourselves properly. And those who haven't still made niyyah, try and still free ourselves. How many days we can? Come and spend your Ramadan, and then inshallah, spend it correctly also. And may Allah bless us with the fruit, and make dua to Allah, that for what is Ramzan, for what we have come and we have freed ourselves, oh Allah, you bless us with that fruit. We are useless, we are empty, we haven't got anything. But oh Allah, to the barakat of this month, you bless us with that reality and make us your real, true and close friends, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني يذكركم، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ
دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ ورسا خلق میں کوئی نہیں دو بر کرداروں نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار یار بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر گرتے صبح ہے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا یاد ہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر پھر دے زبان میرے لا 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 میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر لگی جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک چرخ و کرسی فرش و زمین کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان ہے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آیدم تا بج جانا چنی می مایدم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانو اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جان اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن بس دعا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش میں روزے جزا مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملك لنا منها شيئا فإذا فعل ذلك منا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين أو من الله forgive us for our sins يا أرحم الراحمين indeed we are very very weak أو من الله أو من الله give us يا الله true إيمان in Islam يا أرحم الراحمين أو من الله change the condition of our hearts يا أرحم الراحمين أو من الله grant us your closeness يا معرفة يا محبة أو من الله أو من الله true إشق الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم O my Allah, our sons have become between you and us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, there is no sweetness in our salah, in our dhikr, in our ibadat, O my Allah. O my Allah, cleanse our hearts, O my Allah. Cleanse our eyes, our hands, our feet, our hands, our feet, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O my Allah, to your siwat al-jab. O my Allah, pull us towards you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O my Allah, give us the hearts of your arifin, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O my Allah, give us the heights of your ma'rifat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, a life of bliss and comfort and rahat in your dhikr, in your ibadat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O may Allah give us love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O may Allah give us the knowledge of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And us tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the ability to make tabligh of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O may Allah bless us, our families, and entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, bless our beloved Shaykh, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, his family, and Allah, all the Muta'alliqeen, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, Afiyat, Muhabbat, Sihat, and Ma'rifat, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. O my Allah, make the shukr, Ya Allah, for the ni'mat you have given us, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. O my Allah, this ni'mat, Ya Allah, this hanqa of this majlis, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. O my Allah, increases over and over again, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, inna kanta sami'u al-alim, wa taba alina, inna kanta tawabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala mursaleen, alhamdulillah.